What is your God's name? Part 45. Antropese aan is redenheids of the first assembly of Joshua in South Africa, Pretoria, Montana. Soos jy require any of the books which I've written, especially the book What is Your God's Name? It's a good book to have, to follow the study. Please contact us at our WhatsApp number, international code +27 0722 367 124, or just go to my website, https://yahvah, Y-A-H-V-A-H, it's yahvah.co.za. It's not Java, Yahvah. The V is a Fah. If this is the first time that you will participate in the study, you are very welcome. But you have already missed quite a bit of information. Therefore, I urge you to go to part 1. Start from the beginning. Also important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notifications of all the studies that we are currently busy with. The notifications, of course, is free. Send this link to your friends and family. Make sure you at least have a 611 King James Bible ready, a pen and a notepad. It's very important to know that we do not associate ourselves with the following groups: any messianic groups, the Israel Vision groups, the Hebrew Roots movement, the Sacred Name movement, the Young movement. We are not part of the Jehovah Witness or Seventh-day Adventists. Instead, we do not affiliate to any church denomination or organization in the world. We are not an organization. We are only an end-time Bible study group, and we are functioning throughout the world. We are mainly using the ancient Hebrew Sacred Name Bible, the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the Rotterdam version, the 1860 version, which was created by Dr. Joseph Briant Rotterdam. According to this Bible, the name Jesus was originally Yahshua. Why? Because the name Jesus couldn't exist. The name Jesus only came into existence in the 16th century when the letter J was created. So Jesus originally was Yahshua. The name God was originally Elohim or Hashim. The name Lord was originally Yahweh. The name of the Holy Spirit was originally Ruach HaKodesh. And we refer to ourselves as Yahvist, according to 1 Peter 4 verse 16 in the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible. I trust that this study is going to be a blessing unto you in the name above all other names, the name Yahshua. Hallelujah. We're going to continue where we left off last week. The four-letter word which cannot be uttered. Now, it's important to listen to what I'm going to say here. I have found so many interlinked links where it says YHWH, YHVH, YHWH. Now, YHWH is YHV. Vav is a V. It was never a W and it will never be a W. In the modern Hebrew, they brought in the W instead of the V in order to create the name Yahweh. Yahweh was only created in the 16th century. It's not a Hebrew name. It's a Greek name. So Yahweh couldn't have existed in the Old Testament. Yes, there's Bibles that says Yahweh, but it was after the 16th century it was translated into those Bibles. So, we're going to look at the four letters. Four-letter words we cannot be uttered. We're not supposed to utter it. Well, first of all, you cannot utter it because it's not a word. It's four different letters. So it's like I say B-C-D-O. B-C-D-O, is that a name? It's four letters. The four-letter word. According to chapter 5, page 70, if you have the book What is Your God's Name? You will remember that I already explained to you that according to the original Hebrew alphabet, according to the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the Rotterdam version, page 5, the Tetragrammaton the four-letter word, which is Yod, Hei, Vav, Hei. Four letters from right to left. Yod, Hei, Vav, Hei. So from right to left, YHVH, not a W, VH, was not permitted to utter by any Jews, except the high priest once a year. And only when he is intending, when he's interceding in the temple for the sins of Israel. But he didn't utter the name Yod Hei Vav Hei because he couldn't. It's not a name. The tetragrammaton in English is YHVH, reading from left to right. When reading it in Hebrews from right to left, it's Yod Hei Vav Hei, as it is custom in the Hebrew language. When reading the letters YHVH, it does not form any name. Listen to what I'm saying. Yod Hei Vav Hei is not God's name. It's nobody's name. I would rather say it's God's initials. My initials is JH, and my surname is Redlinghuis. Johannes Hermanus, that's my name, called Hannes. JH. And that's what Yod Hei Vav Hei means. YHVH, it's not a name, it's initials. It's not his name. Because it's four letters that you cannot pronounce them as a word. When reading the letters YHVH, it does not form any name because it's only four consonants. It's four consonants. Consonants alone can't form a word. But when two vowels, the two A's are added between the H, you have YH, 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 VH, YAH, VH, Yafa, Yot, Aleph, Hei, Faf, Aleph, Hei, YAH, VAH, Ya, one word, Fa, YAH, VAH, together, Yafa. You can put any other Hebrew letters between the tetragrammaton's four letters of Yod Hei Vav Hei or YHVH. It doesn't make any word, except if you use the Alephs in Hebrew, the A's in English or in Afrikaans or German. The A's. Yafa. This comes from the ancient Hebrew letter word Yod Hei Vav Hei. Yod Hei Vav Hei are only consonants, you need the two vowels. Even in the 21st century, we will find that the Orthodox Jews will not publicly speak out the uttermost holy name, Yod Hei Vav Hei, the name of Yafa. No, they don't even know the name of Yafa. The Orthodox Jews doesn't know the name Yafa. The Jews that's in Israel, that calls himself Orthodox Jews, they haven't got a clue about it. They just call him God. Yahweh. Jehovah. How funny. They can't even pronounce their own alphabet. They don't even know, as rabbis, they don't even know that YHVH, Yod Hei Vav Hei, is there's consonants that need the vowels. Why is the sacred name so important? Why is the sacred name so important? The church world and many people may ask, why is the sacred name so important? I heard many pastors and doctors and professors and that says, I can call him anything. He knows what I'm calling him. Whether I'm calling Jesus or Lord or Yahweh or Jehovah or Yafa or Yafashua or He knows everything because the Bible says, before I speak the word, God knows it. Now, why would he say in Isaiah 45, verse 6, my people shall know my name? Why would he say that? Why would he say in John 5, 46, I've come in my Father's name and you accept me not? If another comes in his name, him you will accept. What is the name? Everything is about a name. The name is everything. Without a name, you're nothing. You need a name. And your name exhibits your personality. Your name exhibits who you are. How easy is that? Why is a sacred name so important? It is of utmost importance because the Most High declares in His Word that His people shall know His name. As known in Isaiah 52 verse 4, verse 6, Isaiah 52 verse 6, and Isaiah 42 verse 8. I think I said 48, sorry, verse 8. I don't know why my mind ran to 48, but as Isaiah 42 verse 8. Which states, I'm Yahweh, that is my name. Why would it state so? Now in the 1611 Bible it says, I'm God, that is my name, God, G-O-D. What does God mean? From which Greek is the name God translated? Kyrios and Theos. Which is Ra, Zeus, Isis, the sun gods, Nimrod, Bakken, the Egyptian gods, Bacchus. I'm Yahweh, that is my name. It's not Lord. The name Lord was only created in the 13th century from the Greek word Theos and Kyrios. It is through His name that we make our prayers requests known to Him. Doesn't the Bible teach us when Yahushua taught His disciples to pray, Our Father which art in heaven, holy be thy, I can't hear it, holy be thy name. Is it N-A-M-E? Or is that where I must exalt Him in His name, Yahweh, my Elohim? Holy is Yahweh, my, you know suddenly what power does your prayer obtain? The moment that you start praying in the revelation names, it's of utmost importance to know that the sacred name of His Son, as He restored His name, the name of Yahushua, which obtains salvation, according to John 3 verse 16. The Son, Yahushua, declares in the Bible, He that cometh to me, I will not wise cast out. According to John 6 verse 37, in Matthew 11 verse 28 he says, Come unto me, ye that labor and are heavily burdened and laid, and I, Yahushua, will give you rest. He also said in John 14 verse 13, Whatsoever you shall ask in my name, which name? N-A-M-E, name, the name Jesus, which never existed, which is a Baal name, the name of Yahushua, that I will do, whatever you ask in my name, it's not N-A-M-E, you start praying that prayer, whatever you shall ask in the name of Yahushua, you shall receive it, because that I will do. What a promise. Experience all these promises in His Word, John 16, verse 23, and that day, even this 21st century, ye shall ask me, who is me, Yahushua? Nothing, very verily I, Yahushua, say unto you, my bride, whatever ye shall ask the Father, Yahweh, my Elohim, in my name. In which name? N-A-M-E, the name Yahashua, He, the Father Yahweh, will give it to you. So how do we pray? Pray to the Father in the name of Yahashua. Father Yahweh, we pray in the name of your Son, Yahashua, who shed His blood for us, who has redeemed us by His blood. Hallelujah. Doesn't it sound powerful? The promise of the above scripture remains revealed even in this 21st century. Not even one of His promises has ever changed. No, no, no. Praise His name. The name Yahashua. The name above every other name. Do you love Him? Do you love Him? Do you really love Him? Do you know His name? Has He revealed His exalted name unto you? The Bible says the name above every other name. Actually says the only name by which we can be saved. Not the name Jesus. Jesus came into existence the other day. In the 16th century. 600 years ago. Jesus didn't exist 2,000 years ago. No, He never existed 2,000 years ago. And you know what? The Catholic Church knows it. They know it. Let's see the promises in the word of Yahweh Elohim in the following scriptures. 1 John 5:15. 1 John 5:15. That whosoever, not every church in the world, that whosoever who believeth in Him, I want to ask in brackets, who is He? He is Yahashua, the Lamb of Yahweh El Elohim, who gave His life for every one of us, that we who came to the knowledge of the original ancient Hebrew names should not perish, but have eternal life. Can you believe what you just heard? That through absorbing, by believing, by experiencing the revelation name of Yahashua, you can have eternal life. You can live forever. What a wonderful treasure to have, in which we can pray, in which we can manifest His name and His Father's name. Do you have eternal life? Have you ever experienced the power in these original sacred names before, according to the restoration of the original sacred name Bible, the Rotan version? If not, now is the time to let the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, open your mind and your eyes. Not your heart. Your heart is just a pump. Your soul's dimension. The name Elohim. If you use the handbook, 3.7. We know that the originally Jews, the ordinary Jews, would under no circumstances utter the four-letter word. The Tetragrammaton. Y-H-V-H or Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh, or the name Yahweh, but they will rather use the name Elohim. Elohim. The word Elohim has been used in the original ancient Hebrew language for over 3,000 years. Now Elohim, they changed. The Catholics changed that to God. God. Which between the 2nd century and the 13th century, they called Kyrios and Theos. It was only in the 13th century that the word God was created and the word Lord, the English words. The Greek there was Theos and Kyrios. For more than 3,000 years, they referred to Almighty, the Creator of heaven and earth, Yahweh El Elohim. Even in the 21st century, most Orthodox Jews refuse to use it, even the Tetragrammaton, YHWH or YHWH, but will rather use the name alone, Elohim or Hashim. What about the name Adonai? Because there's three, Elohim, Hashim, Adonai. You very seldom hear me speaking about the word Adonai. Now I'm going to explain to you why. The question must be, where does the name Adonai comes from? What I found today is that most of the Jews in Israel will not refer to Elohim or Hashim. They will refer to Adonai. The name Adonai is the plural form of Adon, A-D-O-N, meaning Lord, one word, capital letters, Lord, or Lord with one capital L, master or owner. Let's go back again. Adonai is the plural form of Adon, meaning Lord, all capital letters, Lord, one capital letter, master or owner. The word Adonai derives from an Adonic word meaning Lord in the Tanakh. Well, the Tanakh was translated the other day. The Tanakh, which originally came from the original Babylon, where they had the oral Torah, which they spoke. From there it came, the Tanakh. The word the Adon can refer to men and angels. It's Adon, which is Lord, can mean men and angels, as well as the Lord, God of Israel. Israel would have never have heard the word Lord or God. Never. There was no such name in that time. God is called Lord. Lord in our English Bibles, according to Deuteronomy 10 verse 17 and Psalms 8 verse 1, mentions God as YHWH, our Lord. God as YHWH. V-H, Lord. The word Adonai also means origin and history. As informed students, we know that the name Lord, Lord, God, God, that's capital, all capital letters, one capital letter, we're referring to the creator of heaven and earth, is actually referring to Yahweh our Elohim. And it's not Yod-Heh-Waf-Heh, because Yahweh's name is not Yod-Heh-Waf-Heh, it's the Tetragrammaton. You must grasp it, you must remember it. Whenever anybody talks about God's name as Yod-Heh-Waf-Heh, you just say, sorry, it can't be. It's four letters that you can't make a word of. It's not a word. The only word it can form is with the two Alephs. Yot Aleph Hay Fav Aleph Hay Y A H V A H Yafa. In the time of Yahushua on earth, the original law known as the Talmud. Now, where does the Talmud law come from? From Babylon. In the time of Daniel, the Torah got lost, it was hidden with the Ark of the Covenant, they didn't have the Torah, for 70 years, and they performed a oral Torah. But as the generation accumulated, the Hebrew people, they start to hang on to a Talmud, which is an oral law, which was partly the original Torah, and as they remember it, and the things that they add to that. And that's why Yahushua put a tag onto the Pharisees and Sadducees and in his lifetime, And he says that they were looking like they were dressed beautiful in clothes and beards, but they were actually like gravestones, full of worms and dead bones. Why? Because they were holding on to the Talmud law and not the Torah law. In the time of Yahushua on earth, the oral law known as the Talmud was stored by the Pharisees and the scribes in the temple and was not used in the original Hebrew Torah. The Talmud never existed before 570 before Yahushua. That is where Israel was captured by Babylon. And then it took another 10 years or so before the original Torah started getting lost in the way that they were uttering the words. Because there was no high priestly offerings, there was no scriptures, there were no teachings of Moses. No, they just do the things as they thought it had to work. And it was laid down in scripture and they became the Talmud law. But everybody changed it as they like. It's like today. It's like today. You go and have a look at all, you take one Bible, or let's take the Textus Receptus text, the 1522 text from the Greek text of the New Testament, of Desiderius Erasmus. And you see what they've done to it. By reviewing, with every review, there's a lot of rubbish coming in. Why? Because they're changing it to suit a certain church theology and dogma. This is what happened with the Talmud. So the Talmud was not the original Torah which were taught by the prophets of old. The first Septuagint, the first Greek translation called the Greek Old Testament. Name is, listen to what I'm saying. The first Septuagint, first Greek translation called the Greek Old Testament of the 2nd century, which was created by the Roman Catholic Church. It was created and translated from the Talmud, the corrupted translation, and not the original Hebrew scriptures and the Torah. This first Septuagint, Greek Old Testament, was so corrupt that the Hebrew Jews in the 2nd century distanced themselves from it. I'm going to read this paragraph again so you can take note of it. Make note of it. Everybody, this is the LX. It's called the LX. L, capital LX. And then you have the LXX, which was the 4th century Septuagint, the 2nd Septuagint. The first Septuagint, first Greek translation called the Old Greek Testament. In the 2nd century, between 100 and 127, and the first four books was Matthew, Mark, Luke and John, as I spoke to you many times, which was translated by the Roman Catholic Church and was translated from the Talmud corrupted translation of Babylon. Of 570 before Yahushua, and not the original ancient Hebrew scripture and the Torah. The first Septuagint, Old Greek Old Testament, was so corrupted that the Hebrew Jews in the 2nd century discarded themselves from it. They didn't want anything to do with it. And that was already in the Dark Ages. And that's why a lot of Jews were also killed by the Roman Catholic Church, because they would not accept the second century Greek Talmud, which is called the Septuagint, the first Septuagint. In the 6th century, the Roman Catholic Church gave birth to the second Septuagint, the Latin version called the LXX. I said 4th century, 6th century, sorry. I just took it from my mind, alright? The 6th century, the Roman Catholic Church gave birth to the second Septuagint, which was not the Greek translation, but the Latin translation called the LXX. The corrupted first Septuagint formed the basis for the second Septuagint, the LXX. The corrupted Roman Catholic recreation of the Old Testament, the LX, formed the basis for where in all Bibles the Old Testament would be translated in times to come. Today, all our Bibles, New Testament, is translated from the LX, the corrupted Talmud text in Greek, and the LXX, which forms the more modern base for New Testament translation, which is Latin, more corrupted than the first one, the LX, which formed the basis from the Bible, the Old Testament would be translated in times to come. Every Protestant Bible using the corrupted Septuagint of the 6th century to translate their Bibles, for except the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the Rottenham version. It used the original ancient Hebrew alphabet, which the Torah, the scriptures, and the prophets of old were written from. When the Roman Catholic Church, through Bible translation and corrupted texts, created the title Lord, capital letters, Lord, one capital, God, Yahweh, Jehovah, and many more, and they came the name Adonai. Then came the name Adonai, which was created from the Talmud, the oral law, as you know. The Roman Catholic name Adonai was created from the Paleo-Greek to replace the name Elohim in the original Hebrew language. So whenever you see the name Adonai, you remember that it comes from the Talmud, the corrupted text from Babylon, which the Catholics in the 2nd century with the LX, in the 6th century the LXX, first the Greek and then the Latin, made it corrupted, which is called the Paleo-Greek, to replace the name Elohim, or Yaffa, our Elohim. The time is caught up with us. Very interesting. Get the book, What is Your God's Name? Till next time, Maranatha, Yahshua's coming back again. Hallelujah.